Welcome to episode 19 of the Road to Change podcast, the 10,000 mile walk to stop the silence and stop child sexual abuse. My name is Matthew McBarish. I'm the European Ambassador for the organisation Stop the Silence, Stop Child Sexual Abuse. And I'm in a van in the middle of Italy with my trusty sidekick, everyone's favourite Viking, Stiggle McGyver.
Stiggle, hello!
How are you feeling, Stiggle?
Oh, I'm great. We got fans now.
We have fans. Yes. Do you want to explain what you mean?
Like, fans, so we can get... Oh, look, cat! Shit, I shot myself.
There's a cat in the place. Stiggle's losing it here, guys. What do you mean by fans, Stiggle?
Fans, so we can keep cool.
Oh, I see. I thought you were referring to our lovely supporters.
No, we don't have any fans.
We have fans. I think we have many supporters, Stiggle.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so...
It's an oven during today here, without these, so... It's still warm with them.
So. It's brutal. I actually don't know how hot it is. I prefer not to look, because whatever it is, I'm going to be walking in it, so...
I think it's 30 plus today.
30 plus. I'm so itchy, because I got a bit too much sun yesterday. There's a wee cat decided to join us for the podcast in Avon, so that's nice. And it's been... I have to say, the walk itself has been fairly uneventful. I've just been walking through Italy. If you know Italy, the shape of it, it looks like a big boot. So I walked up the toes and then I walked up the foot, and today I'm right in the ankle. So I'm going to start walking up the leg. Where misses. So that's mountains. Where we are. I don't know. I actually never really pay attention to the name of the wee towns that we're in unless we're going to stop there for the night. So I don't know where we are right now because I've still got another...
Something with M.
Marina. Yeah. One of the many Santas. Yeah. And so... After this podcast, I'm going to head into the mountains. I've been walking up the coast now for 2 weeks, which has been nice to have the coast at one side because that means that there's a bit of a breeze and you can take the heat down a wee bit. But I'm about to probably lose signal and head up. It's going to be 22 kilometres before I'm back on any sort of decent road because it's going to be off-roading. I'm a bit excited about that. Yeah. I don't think there's bears in this territory.
No.
As it were.
Thank you.
Fine. But it's been Road to Change this week. It's been good. We stopped for a day and we threw 9 bags of rubbish away. Yeah. 9 full bin bags of stuff that would accumulated over the past year and a bit on the road. And it was getting this... People are very kind and they give us things. And of course that's lovely, but sometimes we end up with so much stuff that we can't move and literally can't move or sit down inside the van because there's too much stuff. So we've done a very brutal purge.
Yeah.
And I feel great about it.
Yeah. We can use the shower now.
Yeah, we can novel is that? We can actually, and it's not the warmest shower, but at least then get a wash at the end of walking for
a summer clean up. That was nice.
And this week's been on Facebook and online. There's been some Road to Change events this week. You probably saw if you're a Road to Change follower. I wrote a response to the Cyprus Mail in response to an article that they'd written about me. It was a profile on me, it wasn't so much about Road to Change, but of course. You know, the reason for me being in Cyprus was Road to Change, so that was featured heavily in the article. The article basically made a few points which were incorrect, and I thought it's important that we address that and that we not only show that that's wrong, but show how damaging it is that that's wrong. A lot of people responded quite supportively of the letter that I wrote. Some people emailed me privately and said they didn't get what the problem was because the article wasn't that bad. And I'll just say that, you know, you might be imagining that I'm being sensitive or precious. In actual fact, I looked at the article and I thought, here's an important chance to show how the media can negatively influence public opinion. So I very calmly collected my thoughts and consulted with Dr. Pamela Pine back in DC. And we together decided what we're going to respond to the article. And the fact that the article was mostly positive doesn't detract from the fact that there were some really extremely wrong statements in the article. So that's what we had to address, which we have. And they've responded by an email. So I'm now collecting my thoughts on how to respond to their email. So it's one of those which, if you can imagine walking 50 kilometres a day in the sun, plus trying to correspond at that level of being articulate and not reactive. That's the kind of, that's the week I'm having. But on top of that, so thanks for your kind words of support on that one, guys. And again, it isn't about reacting to having been offended. It's about trying to change the way the public perceive the issue and also victims of sexual violence. And it's important that we do. We call out the media when they make wrong statements, because it perpetuates a mindset which is unfair and unjust for victims of sexual violence. So the media has an important role to play in helping victims, you know, reintegrate into their lives and kind of end the stigma and the shame that they receive and the misplaced blame that's on the victims. All of that. So anyway, I'll talk more about that after we've had an official reaction from the newspaper, which will probably be next week.
Yeah.
But it's pretty strange this week, because this time last year, Road to Change reached its first major city, which was Paris. And Mojo and I were in Paris right now in 2013, so it's pretty weird. It's wonderful and weird to be still on the road, yeah. Obviously, in a whole different city. And it's, what's so weird is that this country actually has a border with France.
Does it? Oh, it does.
So, I mean, imagine walking for a year and ending up back where you started. I mean, I suppose it is one big circle, but I've still got a long way to go. That was a crazy time. If you listen back in the podcast, we talk about what we got up to in Paris. It was a kind of eventful week. And one of the earlier podcasts, when me and Mojo were in, and we were in Romania, I think we were talking about Paris.
Yeah.
Are you alright with this
thing? No, I'm just a bit slow. It's the heat.
Is it the heat?
Yeah.
Well, as you know, Mandy Bob, she's off on her own adventure as well. Stig and I, you know, Stig drives the follow vehicle. I walk 50 kilometres a day. He drives the van where I sleep every night, both of us. Mandy Bob's travels ahead, so she's already making her way up to Rome. I think she's still in Sicily at the moment, because obviously it's going to take me a whole month to get from Malta to Rome. That's why she's got other stuff that she's up to. So just a big shout out to Mandy Bobs, and we'll be reconnecting with her next week and seeing what she's been up to. But other than that, I just want to say some thank yous to Road to Change supporters, because the project is moving forward. We've had some massive donations and support in response to when I said, you know, we're actually running out of money. Mm. There's just been some excellent fundraising ideas recently, and I think there's one lady who I haven't met yet, lives in the north of England, and her name's Jane Cropper, or Hannah, and she's just the loveliest person. I can't wait to meet her, and unfortunately I don't really walk in that territory of Britain. I go from Cardiff over to Dublin and up to Belfast and then back to Scotland, so I kind of miss out the north of England, but hopefully get to meet you and hang out when we're back in the UK. It's just been lovely to meet these people online. And I do think that, you know, sometimes people say Facebook friends are not real friends. In actual fact, I think they are. I think You meet people online. 2% of marriages. 2% of marriages these days began online. People met online.
I could see that.
So I think you can start real friendships online. And guys, Hannah, thank you so much for your constant support. And we do appreciate it. And she sent us a lovely box of goodies
to Athens, yeah.
Which is kind of decorated the inside of a bond, which is making
it
very
lovely. Oh yeah, we have one of them in the front on the dashboard.
Yeah, we'll post a picture on Facebook of that stuff. And of course the Jenny Godley and Ashley Story, who are just constant supporters. They give us a shout out on their podcast regularly and keep us up to date. And this week, Louise Robertson Williamson, who's I think back in Scotland. Yeah, back in Scotland. And she's doing a wee fundraiser this week, and she's attracted loads of fundraisers, and it's such a cool idea. She's going to be, I think, knitting something or crocheting something. Is that the way it's going to go?
Well, I'm not sure. I saw that it was
the winner will receive a knitted accessory of their choice from me. I love it.
Oh, that's
so she's
great.
Basically got a whole bunch of people to donate, and she's collecting the names and she put them in a hat, and then one of these people is going
to
win.
It's only 2 quid. But, I mean,
yeah, she's asked for
a lot of
people
of,
yeah. And see, that's the kind of it's entrepreneurial and it's ingenious and it's just so kind, and we really appreciate the time you're taking.
Absolutely.
And the initiative to do that, and that's the kind of fundraisers that's actually creating the road to change, because like I keep saying, we don't yet have any commercial or corporate support, and I'm just proud that we've I mean, again, Louise and I haven't met, I don't think, have we, Louise? yeah, definitely when I get back to Scotland, I'll be giving you a big hug, and we really appreciate this awesome, overwhelming kindness that we get from you guys. Constant, and Granny Wendy, of course.
Yeah.
Always Granny Wendy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Stiggle, I think we have some questions this week.
Yeah. I feel so slow today. It's crazy.
It's okay, dude. All you need to do is drive the van. I'll do the walking. I'll pay attention to the traffic. Oh, whilst we're on that, Italian drivers, you're lovely, lovely people. All of you, get off your phone. Seriously, the amount of times that people... I'm walking down a road and it's perfectly legal to walk on the road that I'm walking on. I've checked. People are on their mobile phones, not even... Italians, the one that I have some beautiful friends who are Italian, and Italian heritage, and they, to play up a stereotype, they, when they're on the phone, they're very... What's that? Verbal dexterity. They're using their hands to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, today, a man who was on his mobile phone... driving a transit van straight at me, and he's not even holding the steering wheel because he's shouting down the phone and using his other hand to gesticulate, and I was like, that's a vehicle that's not even being controlled, heading right at me, and the guy's too busy in his phone call to notice that there's a man in a kilt standing at the side of the road that's about to get squashed. So yeah, Italy, you're lovely. Just please get off your phone, all of you get off your phone if you're driving. So what are the questions, Stiggle?
All right, so we got two questions.
Okay.
Drew Campbell.
Hello, Drew.
Hi, Matt. Hope you're well and the feet are holding up. My question is this. Is there anything your friends and supporters back in Scotland can do to help prepare the ground for your return next year?
Is there anything they can do to prepare the ground for me coming back? Yeah, there's loads of stuff. I just want to make the point, though, that the Road to Change isn't about me. You know what I mean? The Road to Change is about raising awareness of child sexual abuse and encouraging the discussion of that. So it's not a celebration of me, the guy in the kilt. It's a celebration of the public and individuals standing up and saying, this can't happen anymore. Let's, you know. So how do you embrace that idea? I think, you know, my route is I'll be... going from Belfast, I'll be taking the boat over to Stranraer. I'll be walking from Stranraer to Edinburgh, and I'll be doing a stop off in East Kilbride and in Glasgow. On the Thursday, I'll be walking from George Square to Edinburgh Castle, which is 44 miles, I think. I'll be doing that in one day, so if you all want to come along and be there, we'd love to get... I think the radio station in Scotland mentioned kind of being part of that. We'd love to have the whole 44-mile route that entire day just packed with people, because it's about stopping the silence, so you know the alternative to that is make as much noise as possible. So that means we'll get to Edinburgh Castle on the Thursday evening. Friday, I'll lie in a heap, and on Saturday morning, we'll march down the Royal Mile, and I want everyone to be there. Again, not to celebrate me, but to celebrate coming out for this issue. And being part of the generation who said no longer to this happening within our communities and our families and stuff. So let's just see how many people we can get there. The Moira Anderson Foundation, who are in Airdrie, their founder Sandra Brown, who's one of the official partners on the Road to Change project with Stop the Silence, Stop Child Sexual Abuse, but also because they are based in Edinburgh, they are starting to put things in place so that the last mile event, that Saturday morning, Saturday 7th February 2015, to make that a big event. I think Sandra's speaking to some young pipe band and stuff, but if you've got a pipe band that you're a member of, let's just get as many pipe bands as we can, you know, let's make a huge noise. Get yourselves along there. We'll nearer the time we'll publish exactly, but it'll be in the morning, you know. The police will be notified, you know. I mean, I'd love to see, I remember... there was that anti-war rally that I marched in Glasgow, and I think the police had expected 11,000, and there was something like 80,000 people. Why don't we do that? Why don't we just, you know, and again, it's nothing to do with me, there's nothing special about me. If there is, it's because there's something special about everyone. But it's about coming out for the children of the future, but also the children of today and the survivors of today. Show your support for, you know, every fifth person in Scotland who's had to live with this or had to experience this and come out and march with us. So if you want to be part of that event, you can, you know, get in touch with anyone in your community. But Drew, seeing as you're an East Kilbride, I would say I'd love to stop off in East Kilbride. Let's do something in East Kilbride Shopping Centre. Why not? There's two organisations in East Kilbride. There's Savvy and there's Talk Now, which is, if you look on my Facebook, get in touch with Pat Mayer. And the three of you, just say if they need any help or and we'll put something together. Just make a big noise. That's the point, really. Make as much noise as possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We got Ali.
Ali Bali B. How are we, Ali?
I was looking through all of the pictures from the Copenhagen to Sweden leg and had a good chuckle at a few. I was looking at the pics of me jumping off the diving board that evening we stopped. It reminded me that when I was in the water, I was swimming out thinking, I hope there's no bloody kelpies in here. It made me panic a bit and gave me the heebie-jeebies. So you say that?
Heebie-jeebies, yeah.
Heebie-jeebies. I know you were not too keen on dogs or snakes, but have you had the heebies at anything so far? Apart from emptying out the waste tank from me one.
Have you had the heebie-jeebies about anything snake or anything freaked you out?
Snakes.
Snakes. But it says apart from snakes and dogs.
Oh.
That's the classic, because obviously they're wriggly and you get freaked out.
Actually, I slept with a baseball bat yesterday, because there were a couple people outside, so I had a baseball bat next to me.
A baseball bat was a gift from Tom Urey, but I also have a baseball glove and a baseball. Yeah. So if anyone asks why do we have a baseball bat, we just go, you know, we just like to play baseball, you know, when we can.
No, but other than that, I don't think snakes. That's the only thing that come to mind.
I think, I get freaked out sometimes. I mean, there was
one night in Romania, the drivers. Yeah, that was also something that was
the drivers freaking you out.
No, they were overtaking you, and then they drove fast, and then it was like small towns, and they just overtook you. It was like crazy. You ask Mojo, he can verify that.
Yeah, that's scary, but there's something particular about heebie-jeebies, which is more like there was one night in Germany, and I have a feeling I've talked about this before on the podcast when I walked through that little town, and I just got freaked out, and I called, at that point the follow driver was Dr. Ariel King. I called Ariel and I said, listen, I need to get out of here. I need to get away from where I am. It was just this little village in Germany where there was a strange atmosphere. And I'm not saying this is across Germany. Germany was a wonderful country full of beautiful people. But this one little village, something about it freaked me out. And I got freaked out. And Ariel came and got me and we left. And the next morning I came back to that same point, obviously, because I have to walk the whole way. So we started from the same point, and she stayed beside me as I walked, and she drove very slowly as I walked out of that town. It was just a couple of things that were really, really strange. And I think I've told this story on the podcast before, but I mean, there was three things that happened in the space of 20 minutes that freaked me out. One was that as I was walking into the village, there was a really large family, very, very big family, like the Waltons plus, you know, another wave of kids. And I had to walk by them, and they were standing at the fence at the end of the garden, like right next to me as I walked past. And of course, I don't speak German; they probably didn't speak English. But I said, you know, I nodded hello to them, and in silence, the whole family just watched me pass, like from a meter away. They didn't speak, and that was really strange. So it creeped me out. And then I got round the corner, and there was a man in the middle of the road, frozen. Maybe he was having some sort of static seizure or something, but he was just standing in the middle of the road like a statue with his hands up, kind of. And I walked all the way around him and I looked at him and I asked him a question. He was just a frozen man in the middle of the street. And like, you see that in Buchanan Street in Glasgow, people who are being statues and you give them some money. It wasn't that. It was just in the middle of nowhere, this little village, this man frozen, and his eyes were like focused in the sky, and that freaked me out. And then I kept walking, and I turned a corner, and these two women on horses saw me, and they literally bolted. They ran away from me. And then I was like, what is going on? Like, what? And then I found out, and this could or could not be relevant, and that area that I happened to be walking through in Germany is has a kind of particular history for a certain certain form of paganism, which is famously scary. And I don't know. I found that out later. But yeah, that area freaked me out. But I love Germany, and I loved all the organisations and the lovely people I met in Germany. Just that tiny village, which name I will not share, that really gave me the heebie-jeebies. Yeah. But I won't be back. That's fine. Stego. So we're going to do a short podcast tonight because I've got to start walking. I've got to get in.
Are you going to do all the 22?
What have I done already today? I've walked
34.
I've walked 34 kilometres. Yeah. If I do another 22, that's 56 kilometres.
Yeah.
But it's up mountains.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I can meet you though. That's the problem.
Well, I'll just have to do it then. What time is it? It's just if I go on, yeah. Well, I've got 5 hours of daylight to get another 22 kilometres.
Should be fine though.
It should be fine. Well, I'll go and walk through the mountains. You guys have a great weekend. And
It's Saturday today.
Yesterday was Friday the 13th. What about that? Mm. Sorry we haven't got much to report. Again, when we're on the road, we're on the road. But in a couple of weeks we'll be in Rome, and hopefully big exciting things will be happening when we get there. We'll tell you all about them soon. But just to say that the Road to Change is a project organised and supported by the international organisation Stop the Silence, Stop Child Sex Abuse, in partnership with the Moira Anderson Foundation. If you want to find out more about them, you can check them out on our website, roadtochange.eu. And to support the Road to Change, we need your help. In any way possible, just go to the Road to Change website. There's a big donate button.
There's two,
actually.
If you want to donate through PayPal...
Yeah,
or just giving you.
If you're from the UK, you're entitled to give us gift aid. If you're not, then there's another button for worldwide donations. But either way, we appreciate every penny you guys send.
Absolutely.
And it helps us continue this walk, which is raising awareness for the prevention and healing of child sexual abuse across 32 nations. But I better get walking, so I'll see you guys next week.
See you next week.
Cheers.